Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thriving Thursday, baby. It is the Fierce Female Network. Welcome. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson. It is July 22nd, 2021. It is 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, baby. You know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks. Rocks, rocks, rocks my socks off, sugar. Now, let me tell you, I have to give a shout-out to my team before we get this going. All right, Fierce Nation International, got to give a shout-out for them over on Facebook.com. Listen, I want you guys to do me just a small favor. Would you please? I know you haven't did anything all day, but soak on your toes, let your toes do some little soaking. And you probably had a little tea, a little Kool-Aid, chocolate chip cookies, probably had some donuts, but listen. After you did all of that, I want you to do this. Dust off your fingers, sugar. I want your fingers to do some typing on your laptops, desktops, and your mobile devices. And when you get over to Facebook.com, type in the keyword, Fierce Female. Give the page a like and or a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now listen, today, Thriving Thursday, baby. We're going to do some SmackDown and some Throwdown because it's all about the Wrestling Museum. I am so excited, y'all. Listen, I am so excited to have Mike Parker with me here on today. He's going to introduce us to the Virtual Pro Wrestling Museum. Wow, I'm really excited. Hi, Ms. Parker, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Very well. Good. I'm so glad to have you here with me on today.
Glad to be here.
Wonderful. Now tell me, you know, I was looking at the website that you have, the wrestlingmuseum.net, and it's really fascinating. It really is fascinating. I really enjoy it. One of my brothers is a really huge wrestling fan. He loves all things wrestling. And so tell me, how did you come up with starting the project and the website? How did you get into a wrestling museum, a virtual museum?
Well, I've always been a collector. I've been watching wrestling since 1985. I started with just some autographs and going to really fast forward. In 2013, there was an actual wrestling museum about 2 hours away from me in an antique mall. I would go there quite a bit, enamored by the displays. He closed in 2018, and I said, you know what, I want to do this. I can't really have a physical place, but decided to do it in my house. I bought some things from him and kind of started there.
Okay, and then you gradually moved into having a virtual wrestling museum online?
Yeah, I decided in October of 2019. I said, you know, this is fun for myself, but it's even more fun when you can share it with other people and other collectors. And there's not really, there's a handful of wrestling museums, but, you know, they're very much in one location. If you don't live close by, you're not really going to get to go. And I figured I can share this and people can see all my stuff 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, it's free, obviously, and just there for people to enjoy. You know, I have my social media, and I love getting the feedback on it and hearing from other fans and collectors.
You know, and to be honest with you, I really didn't know that there was a museum, a wrestling museum. I really didn't know it, and I really didn't know there was a virtual wrestling museum. I really didn't. So this is fascinating, and it's really enjoyable, and I love the whole idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so now when it comes to the virtual museum, how does it work? You just people just enjoy the website? Are there any items that you have, you know, any merchandise or products, or is it just pretty much for the general public to come to the site and enjoy the things that's online there?
Yeah, it's just there for people to enjoy. You know, if there's ever a demand for it, not that, you know, I've got a decent following, but if there's enough of a demand, maybe I would have some merchandise. But right now I'm happy just kind of doing what I'm doing and having the website to share with people.
Okay. Well, wonderful. You know, I do really love it. It's a lot to take a look at. It's a lot to take in. And I'm really going to share it with my brother because he is really, really a huge, he's all things wrestling, and he's really into it so much more than me. And so he would really love this. The first thing I was looking for was maybe a card or a T-shirt. And I was like, okay, what can I get him? That was the first thing I was like, looking for a gift. Is there such a place where an individual could get a gift or something? People that really love wrestling, is there something like that available online?
There's plenty of places. If you're looking for T-shirts, there's a place called Pro Wrestling Tees. That's TEES.com, and they've got about every shirt you could think of.
Okay. All right. And now on your site, how did you collect some of these items to get together for the site? Were you, did someone donate? Because I do see a lot of, there's a lot to view, a lot to look at, a lot of photos, signed magazines. So now do you actually own some of these signed magazines, or is it pictures of signed magazines? So I was just trying to see how you
No,
put it
this
together.
Is definitely be clear on that. Everything on that website I own.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. The signed magazines, signed programs, posters, the figures.
The ring-worn stuff. It's all my stuff. Otherwise, you know, I mean, it would still be cool, but, again, I wanted to share my things with people. And, you know, I wouldn't really consider it my museum if it wasn't my personal things, my personal items.
And I do see you have vintage apparel. You have the T-shirts, the Macho Madness, Macho Man. Wow, you know, this has got to be really valuable. I can't even imagine the things that you have, the value. I can't even put a number on it if I had to. But to me, it seems like it would be very valuable.
Yeah, definitely the ring-worn stuff. Some of the magazines, you know, there's unfortunately people have passed on. So there's value there. I mean, I'm not looking to sell anything anytime soon. I will tell you quickly, the Macho Man shirt is, I didn't really buy that as a collectible. I actually bought that, or my parents actually bought that for me at a show when I was in high school. That's how long I've had it.
Wow. Wow. So now let me ask you, did you do wrestling? Were you a wrestler in high school?
Nope, I just basically when the first WrestleMania hit in 1985, wrestling got really popular. Some people, you know, they were just in it for when it was popular. I fell in love with it, and I've been watching it from then to the present.
Now, in your opinion, I'm going to ask you because you are a wrestling, you know, this is your area, this is your thing. And when it comes to rep, to me, for me, wrestling has really changed, and I think that's why I kind of fell out of love with wrestling. I loved wrestling back in the day when there was all the, you know, some of the wrestlers like Crusher and Ricky Steamboat Dragon and some of those guys. To me, wrestling back then was really, really great, but now it's too much of a show. I don't know. I mean, what's your opinion on that? What is your take on, you know, wrestling now versus, you know, in the day's role?
I'll be honest, I definitely, I lean towards the older stuff because that's when I got into it. It has changed a lot, but things change, you know, movies change, you know, movies certainly aren't the same as they were 30 years ago. You know, there's a lot more emphasis on TV now. You know, back then, the emphasis was on, they would have the weekly TV shows, and the emphasis was on getting people into the arenas. Now the emphasis is on getting ratings for those TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more production, a lot more glitz. There are, you know, more people to answer to behind the scenes, you know, with television executives and things like that. I mean, I do prefer the older stuff, and what I basically say to people is, you don't have to like every minute of every show. I know people get very vocal, and, you know, there are periods where, you know, maybe it's not as good as others, but if you stick with it, you know, there's always something good, and that's the way I look at it. And especially when I go to actual shows, when you go to an actual show and you don't have so much of the difference of what's on TV, the wrestling in the ring is actually not, that experience isn't too different than it was once you get the athletes in there.
Okay. And let me ask you, I know there has got to be a ton, or I know there's a ton of stories behind how you acquired some of these items that you have on the website. And so I'm just kind of curious, like some of the signed magazines, how did you, you know, acquire some of these items? I know there's some great stories behind the magazine and the programs. How did you acquire some of the programs? Just going to some of the wrestling that they had, and was it easy to acquire? How did you manage that? That's what I'm wondering.
It really depends. Some things are a lot easier to acquire than others. You know, there are certain wrestlers, like you mentioned, Ricky Steamboat. He's a fairly frequent signer. One of my favorites. He actually has a beautiful autograph. But if you wanted Ricky Steamboat, I would say he's not that hard to acquire. Now with the pandemic, he's done some virtual signings as well. And then you get people like Ric Flair, who mm-hmm. is very hard to get. And I can give you one story. There's a program on my website from Starrcade 83, has Ric Flair and Harley Race on the cover. Just finding that program is difficult. So it took me probably a year to find one at an affordable price, another year to get Harley Race or have Harley Race at a convention for him to sign it, and then maybe another year after that, when maybe even 2 years, a little hazy on the timeline, when Ric Flair did WrestleCon in New York City, and he finished it off, and unfortunately now Harley Race is no longer with us. So that's definitely one of my favorite items.
You know, I can imagine, because having a signed program or anything from Ric Flair, to me, I was really guarded because, you know, he's a little bit different. You know, I don't know how to put it, but he's a little bit different than some of the other wrestlers. He's not, you know, hands-on. He's a little bit in a different how can I put it? Help me out here, Mr. Parker. He's just different. He's a little bit separate. He seems a little bit more into the glitz and the glam, and I don't know. I don't know how to put it. I don't want to, how would you put it?
I mean, basically, he's one of the biggest names of all time, and mm-hmm. when you get into that level of stardom, the person's not going to be as accessible. And in his case, he's someone who is retaining his stardom to this day. He's so influential. So you get into those people and you're just not going to get as many opportunities.
You know, I have another question. I'm just kind of picking your brain a little bit, because I didn't know that there were WWE trading cards. I wasn't aware that there were trading cards for WWE. That's really cool.
Yeah, I only it's the one thing I'm hazy on where I actually found out about it a few years ago.
Okay.
And I thought the same thing. I thought, this is really cool. I started opening some boxes. If you get something called a hobby box, there's usually a guaranteed autograph in there. So most of my trading cards, I basically either got that straight out of a box, or I traded someone something they wanted for another one.
Okay. And I wanted to ask also with the vintage photos. I know it was with the women. Now, the women, some of their trading cards, was it easier for you to obtain theirs, the women's Wing 2 trading cards?
They have special sets that were, well, they still do, that are dedicated just to the women. You can still get the women in the regular sets, but it's a lot easier if you buy the sets that are dedicated to the women to get those cards.
Okay. And then with the magazine, the signed magazines. Now, I really never hands-on seen a magazine, a wrestling magazine. And you have here on the updates the Wrestling Annual 83 added to the science magazines. How did you acquire that particular magazine?
That particular magazine I got from the gentleman who used to own the physical museum. I don't buy from many people, but obviously he would be somebody that I trust. He's a little older than me, was watching wrestling actually before me and collecting, so that's where I got that one.
Okay. And then I do see that the site on the museum was featured on NBC News. Now, was it your virtual wrestling magazine museum, or was it the physical wrestling museum?
No, that was mine. It was actually, you know, I don't want to have too much text there. That was the NBC affiliate in Florida. They were interested because they were doing WrestleMania in Tampa. But a lot of the stuff that usually goes on during WrestleMania was not going to happen. Like, they have WrestleMania access, where they have displays for people to look at. And as far as I know, that wasn't going to happen because of the pandemic. So that I kind of reached out to them. They got back to me, and they did a little feature on basically me sharing my memorabilia with people virtually.
Okay. And so I'm just going through a lot of things. There's a lot to really view, a lot to enjoy that you have for the public to take a look. And I do want to give out the website once again. It's wrestlingmuseum.net. For all those who are tuning in, you are listening to the Christy Mill Network. Really do appreciate your tuning in. And once again, the website is wrestlingmuseum.net. And I'm taking a look, and I just want you to kind of walk me through this, because the beautiful people, I'm not familiar with the beautiful people, if you can, and there may be some listening that's not familiar with the beautiful people, if you can kind of explain who they are and what they do as far as in wrestling.
Okay, well, they're, that act is, they're not together anymore, but they were basically in a company called Impact Wrestling. They started in the, it will say mid to actually late 2000s is when they started, and they were basically in a women's division that, you know, when WWE wasn't really doing anything with the women, they were having 1 minute matches, basically a lot of silly stuff. So they were basically the beautiful people were kind of mean girl characters. But they could still wrestle, but, you know, they would say they were cleansing the world one ugly person at a time, and, you know, they would beat people and put bags over their head. But it was all, you know, it was very tongue-in-cheek. But they're very popular. The main members, their names are Angelina Love and Velvet Sky. You know, they have a following to this day. But they just had a great combination of look, entrance, the characters. I think they did a lot to raise visibility on women's wrestling.
Yes. Okay. And I wanted to ask a quick question about the signed figures from Mattel. There's like, how did you collect these? I'm just looking at these are really awesome. You guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Fierce Female Network, and I'm viewing the website wrestlingmuseum.net. I want you to take a look at the website. It's really great, very interactive, very nice to take a look at all the pictures that Mike Parker has on his website. It's really very well done, and I really love what you have. And you have the package of figures signed by some of the stars themselves. That's really cool, too.
Yeah, that was something I kind of, it's actually a very popular area of collecting. And I only had a couple things, and I said, you know, I've got what I've got, the magazines and the gear, and I'm like, I don't have too many of these. I said, maybe I kind of like them. Let me get a few so I can have my own section. Those have been basically what they call virtual signing during the pandemic, where they'll have a guest in studio and you watch on, like, Facebook and, that's how I basically got those. They would have the figures for sale, and whoever they would have there would sign the figure. One which is interesting is Zelina Vega, who's now back with WWE. While she was gone, she had a Twitch channel, and if you were a subscriber, and no, this promotion's not active if anyone's wondering, but there was a promotion for subscribers where she had a P.O. box, and if you sent her the figure, she would sign it for you.
Okay. That's really cool. I like that. And then the Bella Twins. I'm not familiar with the Bella Twins.
Okay, the Bella Twins are a very interesting case. It's one of these acts that kind of divides people a little bit, because some people are like, oh, they're not really great wrestlers or something like that. But the thing with them, since you're not familiar with them, but maybe some of your listeners will know this, is they broke down some major barriers. They were on a reality show called Total Divas. And what that show got, what that show brought in was a lot of female viewership that wrestling didn't have before, and that started watching wrestling just because of that show. And they went on to have their own spinoff called Total Bellas, which is still on, but they really brought a whole new set of eyeballs to wrestling. And my personal opinion is they just don't get enough credit for that.
Wow. Okay. And when it comes to updates and all things wrestling, what's the best place to for individuals who kind of want to stay up to date? Do you have a newsletter? I guess I was kind of curious. Do you have a newsletter or anything that you send out that individuals could possibly sign up for?
No, I basically, you know, obviously I have that page on the website for updates, but my newest things generally get posted on my social media, which is pretty easy. It's PW Museum on Facebook and Instagram, and PW Museum 1 on Twitter. And that's generally the people on my social media will get first look. They might, you know, they'll get a look at specific things, because obviously it takes a lot to go through that website. So those are the best places if you want to see things consistently.
Okay. You know, as much as you do have, I'm telling you, you really do have a mini museum at home. You really do.
That's what I was shooting for.
You
and
do.
That's why
you
the
really,
web.
Yeah, you really do. It's awesome. And the chair, the WrestleMania chair, was dated April 7, 2019. This is so cool. How in the world, the four horsemen chair, the WrestleMania chair, how did you acquire this chair? How did you get this chair? This is really neat.
I actually went to that WrestleMania because it was local to me. But what happened was I was actually like two rows. Those chairs at a certain price point, they give them to you to take home.
Okay.
So now I was actually a couple rows back, but a lot of people basically just either don't have room or they resell the chair. So basically a couple of days after the event, I went online and I picked one up. Because I wanted one, but it's actually cheaper if you just want the chair rather than to buy that high price of a ticket to just wait until it's over and wait for the people who want to sell theirs.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice. And guys, when you're if you're just tuning in, I really do want you to check out this website. It's really hot. It's really cool. It's wrestlingmuseum.net. And I was just scrolling through and taking a look at the unique items, and I just that chair is just so cool. I would just love to have one of those chairs. It's really cool. And there's some really, really, really nice. I mean, this is so wonderful. It's really a nice thing to do. I mean, you have such a unique idea. It's original, and for those who really love wrestling, I mean, this is the spot to go. If you really enjoy wrestling and you want to see some really great and fantastic items, this is the website. Visit wrestlingmuseum.net. It really is. You can really take your time and go through all the items that you have. It's pretty cool. It's a really cool spot online, and you can really see he has a lot for you to go through and take a look at the pictures, the photos, the programs, the magazines. I mean, it's pretty huge. There's a lot to go through and take a look at.
Yeah, you'll want to have some time if you want to sit down and basically take a good look at that website.
Yes. I'm telling you, I was so involved in the website and talking about the things that you have to offer for those who are really all things wrestling. I mean, I didn't even take a break. I forgot to take a break, but that's okay. But this is really neat. And so, Mike, for individuals who may want to visit you on Facebook or online, you can feel free to give that information out for those who want to join you on Facebook and like your page. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at PW Museum and on Twitter at PW Museum 1. That's actually gaining a lot of steam. I've got wrestlers following me there. So you definitely want to check that one out. But they're all good.
And let me ask you, in the near future, are you planning to have any merchandise, T-shirts and things like that?
Probably not in the near future because I am still in what I consider. I know people look at it and go, oh, there's so much. But I'm still in the building phase. You know, I want to get that following because a key component with that is you really don't want to do it too soon. I've seen people who do that and, you know, I'm sure it doesn't feel good and it's a – you know, it's something you've got to spend money on, so I'd want to be 100% sure that it's the right time if I'm going to do that.
Okay. And do you ever plan to have a physical museum or just not, you're not thinking about it right now? Is it too far ahead to think about something like that, a physical museum?
I'll be pretty candid with that.
Okay.
If I... you know, had a certain amount of money, I might consider it. But at the same time, I just don't see how, unless somebody was going to donate a space, I just don't see how that's financially viable because how much can you charge people to get in versus how much rent would you have to pay for something like that? That's basically why... the museum that I went to closed. He was actually in an antique mall, and after I'm not sure how many years he was there, I caught him for five of them. They raised his rent, and it was just too much, and he had to go, and he had to close up.
Okay. Well, I do understand that, you know, the financial dynamics to be able to have something like that, you know, a museum where individuals can come and take a look. You know, it's not financially soundproof where the money will be coming in. So I do understand it, but, you know, the website is really fantastic. It's really awesome. And so, you know, it's next best thing is having this website where we can really take a look at what you have to offer. You have a lot really to offer the viewers, the traffic that's coming into the website. And you guys, if you're just coming into the show, it's wrestlingmuseum.net.
Yeah, I really tried to. It's one thing I wanted to do with the website is I didn't want to just slap a bunch of stuff up there. I wanted it to be very immersive, have all those different sections. So it somewhat feels like a museum where you go to these different wings and different displays. And basically have it set up that way, not just here's a bunch of pictures, have fun looking at them.
You know, and it is. It really is truly set up like an online museum. And you do feel like you're in the museum, and you can just click on photos, and then you can go through all the photos and the things that you have under that section, and it feels like you're moving through different sections of the museum, but, you know, you're just online. And so it's really set up really, really nicely.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And then there's the dedicated displays, which is really cool. And so it's very well done. I really do like it. I really do enjoy it. This time really went fast. I really enjoyed learning what you have to offer for everyone that's online. Once again, the website is wrestlingmuseum.net. So I want you guys to visit the website, take a look at all the beautiful pictures that he has, the photos, the programs. It's really very unique. It's really very awesome. And, Mike, I do want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule. I know you were busy today. I really do appreciate you coming into the network and talking with me. I really did enjoy the time together.
Absolutely. Had a lot of fun.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Guys, this is Mike Piker, Parker. So I'm talking with Mike Parker. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And so, once again, what we were discussing, if you're just tuning in, I'm telling you, I got to say this one more time. Do yourself a favor. Please do go visit WrestlingMuseum.net. That's WrestlingMuseum.net. And it is fascinating. I know I'm out of time, but I just really want to let you guys know what I'm seeing here. It's a lot of color. It's great. It's interactive. For me, you know, it's really interactive. You can take a look at each heading, and then it explains to you what you're going to see. You're going through each section. And it's really, really nice. It's really laid out very, very well. And you can see he took the time out. It's very detailed. I like the color on the page that I'm on right now with the updates, the blue and the yellow. It's easy on the eye. And me, I have a hard time reading. My eyesight is really not that great. And so for me, it's really cool because it's not straining my eyes. I can see what I'm reading really easily. It's not difficult. And it's, you know, it's real easy for me to just go through each section and take a look at it. And I'm not joking. I really have really bad, very poor vision. And so I'm being serious here. It's really easy for me to read the letters. It's a nice font, nice size. I can see it really well. I'm not straining my eyes to see anything. So I'm telling you, go visit the site, wrestlingmuseum.net. You guys, take a look at it. I can't wait to tell my brother because he's all things wrestling. And so, you guys, this has been the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys 100%.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's